Well, hey, my friends, welcome back once again to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news in health research. We actually got some decent weather down here. We got the doors open in the studio today. It's nice and cool for once. It's not 95 with 100% humidity. It's very nice. I hope you guys are staying strong and healthy. Be sure to check out a lot of the kits that we have on sale on the front page right now. The purple powder, you guys know, it's been one of my favorite products to date as far as having the ability to pretty much just leave it on the show table every single day and don't have to make the packets.
I'm drinking it right now. I'm drinking two scoops of Fit Food Protein, and I'm drinking a powdered multiple all in this.
That's exactly what I put in that.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm
2-1-1.
Feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah.
So you guys better stay tuned. We got some crazy stuff today. We're going to talk about the outbreak of the world's most infectious disease here in the United States.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. This is a boy. You're going to have to hear this one. Another lady basically traveled to Latin America to get this surgical procedure done, and now she's having to have her arms and legs amputated from sepsis because of the unclean environment that she had the surgery done in. I'm going to tell you where that was, yeah, though, why you don't need to go here. And then a Harvard doctor reveals the truth about the four things you never, ever eat in the morning. If you eat these foods, you're in trouble. Bad. Bad trouble. And then a popular face wipe is now being recalled over sepsis again and contamination. So, ladies, if you're doing face wipes, you might want to listen to the show today and make sure you don't get this brand. What's your first
thought? Wow, that's wild. Well, you know, we're finding more and more. We talked about it yesterday on the show as far as these chemicals that are in the stuff, the polyparabens and all these other things that are really, really toxic to the body. And it's really best to stay away from them. And one of the first things is a new article here that we put together discussing the GHI cleanse. It says, unlock your body's full potential with GHI cleanse. You know that's going on product of the week. And this really goes into detail. I want everybody to read this if you're interested in the product. And it talks about how the natural detoxification works with this supplement, how it promotes gut health, how it promotes liver health and anti-inflammatory properties. And also, too, it's got the organic pea and rice protein concentrate in it. So it's also dairy-free for people that are concerned about that. It also helps as far as an anti-aging formula. It says aging is largely driven by chronic inflammation. By clearing inflammation pathways, GHI slows down the aging process and helps you feel younger, more vibrant, and rejuvenated. It's not just about looking younger. It's about feeling energized, rejuvenated, and at the best every single day. And detoxifying your body is one of the key factors in that. So that's on thehealthmasters.com right up here. The search bar, you can look it up, or you can click on the articles on it. And, of course, if you want to check out the podcast show, you click right over there. And we have all the different episodes, the latest episodes, every single day posted here. And you get the updates. If you want to have them sent right to your email, just plug in your name, email, and whether you want to get the Brower Show or Team Health Masters. Really simplistic, really easy, and it keeps you updated every single day. And, you know, there's a topic here that's been going on, and I've discussed it a few times, and it's going into detail now about how young children are younger and younger being put on antidepressants. And this is a sad story here. And this is a 12-year-old girl, basically, that committed suicide, unfortunately. And it's really, really sad. I'm not going to go into the whole detail of it. You guys can read the article if you want. But it discussed how her mom put her on Prozac because she was so despondent and so depressed. And all she was doing was scrolling TikTok and social media all day, every day. And her family now has filed a lawsuit as far as on the company that manufactured Prozac. Is an SSRI. Fluoxetine or Prozac works by blocking the brain's reabsorption of serotonin. It's SSRI, according to the Mayo Clinic. It's commonly prescribed as antidepressant.
Wellbutrin.
It's also, well, is it the same product as that? They're two different ones, aren't they?
She swallowed dozens of pills from her home's medicine cabinet, including roughly 40 ibuprofen pills and SIR sold as Wellbutrin, 18 aspirin tablets, and unknown amounts of penicillin, and according to her medical records, she died hours later in a local hospital.
It's sad. And, you know, and this is why I've been constantly really, really going after and talking to parents about being very cautious about these pharmaceutical drugs that are being thrown at these kids.
Okay, that's part of the story here.
Yeah.
Here's the biggest part of the story that I see. When you have expired prescriptions.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
And you got a daughter who's got issues with depression, and you got a refrigerator full of this crap.
Yeah.
She's just doing the refrigerator, starts swallowing everything.
That's exactly right.
All right, you need to get rid of that stuff.
Lock it up.
I knew this one girl, and she had been put on Effexor for 20 years. She started on it when she was 17 years old. Effexor. That's a sustained release Prozac.
Gosh.
I mean, this is like, you know, being on a sustained release opiate. You know, it's almost impossible to get off of. and it changes and wires. And then they dumped her on top. Then on top of that, they put her on Xanax.
Oh gosh.
Okay. So she weaned herself off the Effexor, which I don't recommend that you do without a doctor's supervision, because the doctor didn't know how to get her off of it. So there's like 400 or 500 little pills inside of each capsule. Started counting the pills, taking one less or two less every single day.
Trying to titrate the dosage.
That's what she did. Got off of it, but then they put her on Wellbutrin and Xanax. And then on top of that, she wanted to drink wine all the time. And the problem was her emotional states would vary so extreme that one time she'd be elated, the next time she'd be depressed. These drugs have side effects. Now, I don't get into a doggone tirade here this morning, but I'm about had enough of it. Okay, when you start putting people on drugs when they're 15, 16, 17 years
12.
Old, 12, you know, you're setting these people up, these children up, for a lifetime of drug dependency, if not suicide.
Yeah.
Now, think about it for a second. Why don't you do B-complex?
There you go.
5-hydroxytryptophan.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you need to take her stinking telephone away from her and get her off of TikTok. What happens with these people and girls and men and in general who have these mental disorders, when they start looking at these different types of media outlets like TikTok, they start seeing all these people making all this money.
Exactly right.
They start. I mean,
90% of it's theater. It's all social media. It's
well, fake. No, my youngest daughter, she got on TikTok one time and did some stuff, and she ended up with 5 million hits.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she got all wrapped up in it. She's like 13, 14. You remember when this happened?
Oh, yeah. She thought she was a big deal.
Oh, my gosh. And I told her, I said, these are people you don't know. Well, I've got 5 million. I said, okay, here's what we're going to do now. You're deleting your TikTok account. Yo, did you really make her do that? Yeah, she was like 13, 14 years old. And I said, and all these people are contacting
her. There's a lot of people. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of
people.
Yeah.
How many pedophiles were involved in that? And I said, yeah, this is it. We're done. And she got so angry. I said, if you don't do this, I'm going to – well, I was kind of notorious for this. I did some things I should have done. And I did it when the kids were young. They'd start this mess with the social media stuff, and they started getting hooked on it. And I would try to get them off of it. If I didn't get off of it, I would just take the telephone and snap it in half and be done with it. And I'd take them off the social media for a month or two, by the way, without them having access to it, to break the addiction. You say, well, that was extreme. All right. Okay, great. Then you can tell me how else to do it when they're in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock in the morning with their telephone.
You know, I don't envy the younger generation at all. I've really enjoyed looking back now, growing up, without cell phones and social media in the 80s.
You didn't have all that.
No, it didn't exist. Mm. It didn't exist. It was really, I look back now and I look at how so many of these young kids, they miss out on a lot of parts of growing up because they're so wrapped up in doing things for the sheer status of social media clout that they never actually enjoy the moment that they're doing or actually doing things organically or originally, because everything's always got this basis. Well, I'm going to do this to post this. I'm going to do this to post this. I want to see if I can do this to get as many likes. And I look at it now, and it's sad. It really sucks for a lot of these kids. And then you get this 12-year-old girl. She's having all these mental issues. Dopamine's cooked. Because she's scrolling TikTok 12 hours a day. Well, so they put her on pharmaceutical drugs. And her brain, you got to think about it. Her brain isn't even remotely developed at 12 years old.
No, not at all.
Not even close.
No.
And yet you're putting her on a pharmaceutical SSRI that's got a black box warning on it. So be cautious of what your kids are looking at. Be cautious of what drugs you're allowing doctors to put them on, my friends. The mood booster stack, this is probably one of the single-handedly best formulas I've ever taken personally that I always run to really help out. With energy, mood, helps out with serotonin, helps out with dopamine, helps out because you got to remember, you got to give your body the raw ingredients to function properly. When you start taking drugs like these SSRIs, you don't have a deficiency in Prozac. Your body now is having chemicals added to it, drugs added to it that alter your brain's functioning, but you're never even giving your body the raw nutrients it needs to function properly, like B-complex, like omega-3 fats. So be cautious of this. If you got any questions, give us a call. We're always here to help everybody because stuff like this shouldn't be happening with young kids, and it's really, really sad.
Well, I remember a lot of times, too, now I'm going to just say this very clearly so you guys can get a point here that I'm trying to make. A lot of times kids get involved in looking at stuff on the internet, which grooms them to become homosexuals.
Now it's the internet and doggone school now.
Okay, all of it.
All of it.
Okay, and what happens is if you're not careful with what they're looking at on their phones, et cetera, I have a friend of mine the other day. He told me, he says, well, this one kid gave me a bunch of songs to listen to. And he said, and another one of my friends told me that these were all gay songs.
Really?
Well, the parents weren't even aware of what was going on with this. And the kid ended up being gay. And so the problem is that you got to be really careful, because if they start watching this stuff, they start fantasizing this stuff, they start thinking about this stuff, and start dwelling on this stuff, it can program them. It can groom them. That's why DeSantis came after Disney so hard, Austin.
That's exactly why.
Because he said, you guys are the grooming syndicate, and this is what you do. Be very, very careful with all this stuff. It's so important to try to avoid all of this stuff and just keep these kids fine. I know one time I had one of my kids decided they were going to lie to me about something. And I said, well, you got to have to tell me the truth. And then, I'm telling you the truth. And I said, okay, well, here's what we're going to do. So I took their telephone. I shouldn't even tell you this, but I'm going to tell you anyhow. And I'm in an F-250. Right? No, it's a Silverado. And I put the tire, the phone underneath the front tire. I didn't back over it. And I go back inside. I take the phone. It wasn't hurt. And I handed it back. And I said, look, I said, here's the deal. I said, don't lie to me. See, the problem is once you allow those things to start and they're covering their tracks on social media, they're having friends contact them who shouldn't be contacting them, or they have contacts in them that they shouldn't be having, you know, you got to realize it's very hard to break that, because they're going to sit in their room at night, Austin, and they're going to be talking to these people. So as a parent, you've got to really kind of step up and say, look, I don't want to do this, but I have to do this because this is my responsibility. It's like I told you the other day. You meet somebody who's a good friend, and they go out to lunch or dinner with you, and you're buying the lunch or dinner, and all of a sudden they want to drink diet sodas. They want to do all these horrible things that you know are bad. What do you say? How do you involve yourself? Do you start to meddle and say, I'm not paying for this, or I don't want you to order this, or please don't order this with me? What do you do? How much do you love this person? How much do you like this person? How much do you respect this person? If I pick up a gun, and I know nothing about firearms, and you're a firearms expert, and I start looking down the barrel, and it's loaded, and I got my finger on the trigger, are you going to sit there and go, well, that's interesting? Or are you going to say, Ted, stop!
Put it down now.
Put it down. You know, when I have people come to the house, and if they're not used to being around firearms, my response is always simple. Don't touch the weapons.
Yeah.
They're hot. Then they say, what does that mean, hot? It's chambered. It will fire if you squeeze the trigger. Don't touch the weapon. And most of them listen to me. If they don't, I quickly take the weapon away and I unload it. And I fuss and say, next time I tell you don't touch the weapon, you don't touch the weapon. I don't want to get shot in my own house by some nutbag who doesn't know what they're doing. Do you? You want to get shot in your own house? Don't allow people to handle your guns unless you've trained them. And make sure you double check it. Make sure the slide is locked back. Make sure you're looking down the pipe. Do you know there's nothing in it? You think, well, you're being overly cautious. Oh, really? I'm being overly cautious. Okay, well, I'm not going to be around with you. I won't get around with you with a gun. That's a fact. You know, how many people have? Am I right?
Yeah, no, I'm a stickler for firearms. Oh, you already know how I am.
You know, I mean, I remember I used to have a Mastercraft, and man, I was a stickler, boy. I'm like, because those boats, when they run over you, they got that prop hanging underneath the boat. They'll cut you up. They'll slice and dice you. You're dead. And I would, and every time people were around the boat, and I would always shut the motor off. Plus, I had a 12-gauge shotgun in the front for alligators. You think, you really didn't have a gun in your boat? Tell them, Austin.
There's always a firearm somewhere, or 45.
I usually brought a rifle with me, because if somebody had their skin, and I went down, here comes a gator, you think, oh, I think gators are cool. That's because you don't live here, and you weren't raised with those wretched creatures. They're okay when they're about 3-4 feet long. That's all right. You get a 14-foot gator, and they're like, it doesn't see you as a – it sees you as sport, as food. It doesn't think twice about eating you. Well, I want to go pet one. You probably don't want
to
do that.
If you come to Florida and you're obsessed with petting a gator, go to, like, the Gatorland, and they have them.
The little ones.
Like a 3-footer, and you want to pet it, you want to feel the
mouth will be taped up.
It'll be taped, and go do that. But do not approach alligators out in the wild and try to feed them. Please do not do that. That's everybody's eating everything.
Okay, a little bit of advice here. Wealthy businessman, 71 years old. He's distraught by his wife's cancer death. Thought things were looking up. Then Tina from L.A. sent him a kind text, and now he's lost everything. Got a girl set him up.
Oh, AI thing again? Or just
no, she's a real scam. And she came in and basically cleaned out his clock. Old Tina cleaned him out. Guys, men, women, listen to me. When you meet somebody online, you have no idea who they are.
No idea.
I'm letting you know that. You always meet them at a general location with a lot of people around you, and you make sure they're not being trailed by a group of people that want to roll you or rob you or will do something horrible to you. You never give them your real name.
Well, I covered that article in Daytona not too long ago. This older guy met a girl online, met her up at a bar in Daytona. It was at Daytona Beach. And they were going to go back to his house. Her boyfriend followed them there, rolled the guy, stole all his stuff. They got arrested later because they went and, like, pawned it. And there's serial numbers on stuff. That was real bright. But, yeah, they went to jail. I mean, it was
I had a friend of mine. He used to be our painter.
Yeah.
Not going to mention any names out of respect for him. I haven't seen him in years. And he was up in New Jersey up there, land of fruits and nuts, flakes, and mafiosa groups. And you know, if you're up there, you know I'm right. And what was funny about it is he followed this girl home. She asked him to come to her house. As soon as he got through the door, man, three guys rolled him in her house. And then he was charged with assaulting her because they all lied. Because he called the police.
But he was in her apartment.
He was in her apartment, and he didn't even do it, and he got attacked by three different dudes.
Gosh, of course, horrible.
It was like, well, you've got this story, and they've got this story, and blah, blah, blah. And they stole everything he had.
That's horrible.
You know, and he told me, he said, I didn't know what to do. And this guy was a professional boxer. But he was smart, though. There were three against one.
Yeah.
He ate Wesley Snipes. Okay. This isn't a Superman movie.
Yeah.
This isn't Clark Kent. You know, when you start having three and four and five people jumping you at once.
The problem is all this. If somebody pulls a blade on you, done. Catch the kidney in the liver, you start bleeding out. You got to be careful of that.
You're not Riddick.
Or John Wick.
Just thought, I remember what Ray told us one time. He was your karate instructor. Because this guy was bad to the bone. He was unbelievably fast. Small guy, but my gosh, was he strong and was he fast.
Real fast.
And I remember one day I was in there sparring him, and he just, well, it wasn't much of a fight. And you know, but what the reality was is that at least he was easy on me. And finally I said to him, I said, well, the good news is I carry a Glock.
Yeah.
And he looked at me, started laughing. And I said, what would you do if somebody pulled a Glock on you? He said, I would run as fast as I could.
Trying to get shot.
And I said, well, wait, you're trained. He goes, are you kidding me? It's a Glock.
Yeah.
I don't want to get shot. Sometimes, what's that old Kenny Rogers song, the old gambler? You got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to run. Sometimes you got to just get out of the place. You got to realize there's some things that you don't want to be involved in. If it's three against one and they're all armed and you got a gun, this is going to be a lot of bloodshed.
Gosh. Don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
And it's going to be a mess. By the way, let's talk about this. Popular face wipes are recalled over contamination with bacteria that causes deadly sepsis. This is a product that's made by Neutrogena. And so be very, very careful if you're out here and you're buying stuff and they have recalls on it because of sepsis, and make sure that you know that the thing's been recalled, that you avoid it. Because a lot of ladies, they don't realize that the stuff they're putting on their skin and on their faces can have all kinds of issues, especially if they've been contaminated and cross-contaminated. So very, very important to avoid this and basically not put it on your body. Let me read you this article that erased on me. More than 15,000 face wipes across the U.S. have been recalled for potentially containing life-threatening bacteria. The recall was issued by Kenvue, the parent company of Neutrogena, after internal testing revealed traces of a certain type of Bactrim that can lead to various infections, and it was inside of their remover towelettes. The contamination source has not been determined, and so far there have been no confirmed reports of illness. According to the FDA, the recall covers 1,300 cases of these packets. So be very careful that you know what you're doing and what you're buying if you're a lady and you're taking this stuff off your face. Very, very important. And this other lady went down to Latin America for a discount tummy tuck.
Gotta be careful of discount plastic surgery.
Well, no, let me stop for 1 second. If you really feel that you need to have a tummy tuck, number one, don't go get a discount plastic surgery.
No.
Okay, when you get a real tummy tuck, and I've seen the scars from this, all right, they cut you from hip to hip, and they cut into the doggone abdominal muscles, and they remove part of them. And they tighten it all up. You end up with a wicked scar, like an unbelievably bad scar from it, and you basically are debilitated and basically tied up for about a month
recovery.
It's hard to move recovery. So, you know, what you don't want to do is say, well, I'm going to go find the cheapest tummy tuck I can get. I'm going to let him cut into my body cavity. Hopefully it's sterile.
It's like saying, I got to have brain surgery. I need the cheapest physician I can find.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, it's just unbelievable when people do this kind of stuff. And you realize how bad it is and how many people die from going out to these clinics in other countries. I remember this one lady. She went over to Romania with Mike. You know Mike.
Yeah.
You know my buddy from Miami, and it was his girlfriend because she had to have teeth work done. Yeah, boy, did she get teeth work done? Massive infection. Oh my, it was a disaster. Went sick for almost a year from it because she decided to save some money. But this is interesting. It says what began as a long-awaited dream of self-care, tummy tuck, turned to a nightmare. 52-year-old is now recovering from a Costa Rican hospital after a cosmetic surgery went catastrophically wrong. The mother of four, owner of a resort near Canada, traveled to Costa Rica for a tummy tuck, the procedure she had wanted for after multiple years of pregnancies, and the hysterectomy and the removal of a 20-pound cyst from her abdominal earlier this year. The procedure cost between $5,000 and $18,000 in Canada, not covered by insurance, so she got it done for $2,500. Yeah. Yeah, she said the operation went well initially for 2 days until she developed an infection that led to septic shock, heart failure. The doctor says she was placed on a ventilator to help her breathe for 2 weeks. She had a 5% chance of survival.
Jeez.
Over a tummy tuck. She has simply come off of life support, and she noted her limbs have turned black, and she'll most likely to have all four of her limbs amputated as drugs to treat septic cut off the blood supply from non-vital organs like her hands and feet. I'm going to say something to you. You don't go, it's like Austin said, you don't get a discounted brain surgeon. You don't do that. I mean, this lady owned a business. She had plenty of money, but she wanted to go down there and save cash. And I've heard that same story over and over again. People go to third world countries to get cosmetic procedures done. There's a really good cosmetic surgeon in Tampa. He's probably the best in the world. He is. Now, he's expensive, but he does a great job. But the reality is that you don't want a discounted surgeon to be whacking on your face or whacking on your body or giving you tummy tucks. Don't allow yourself to be in that type of situation. Just go save the money up that you need or just forget about getting it done if you don't have the right kind of money to get it done. You know, I'm not gonna go into detail with that. It'll be too much information.
Well, I do want to cover this. This is interesting because I talked to one of my good listeners and friends the other day. And he was talking to me yesterday. We were talking about the SNAP program, this food program, this whole thing that's going on this weekend. He said another thing that nobody's talking about, and he sent me the newsletter, because he's a doctor and he works in nursing homes. He said Medicaid has halted all payments.
Is that because of the government shutdown?
The government shutdown.
But Israel gets their money.
Oh, well, of course. They got more missiles coming out. I think they have another $10 billion that we're giving them. But we can't fund anything else. And he said the issue they're running into now is that these nursing homes – they already operate on a very thin margin.
It's because of all their lawsuits. Also.
Right. They operate on a very thin margin. But he said about 50 to 60% of the revenue is based off Medicare and Medicaid. And he said, here's a newsletter here. This is from, they sent him, CMS.gov. The anticipation of congressional action, CMS has instructed all Medicare administrative contractors to continue temporarily hold claims with dates of services of October 1st and later, impacted by the expired Medicare legislation payment provision passed and the full year continuing. It includes all claims paid under Medicare physician fee schedule, ground ambulance transport claims, and all federally qualified health care claims. They're not paying anything. There's no checks that are coming in now. So what's going to happen is, he said, a lot of these nursing homes over the next 2 to 3 weeks, they're already running almost on a deficit. And he said, what's going to happen? He said, be aware of this because nobody's talking about it. They're going to not be able to cover payroll.
Well, that's a problem.
They're not going to cover payroll.
And that's who's going to take care of the old people.
That's the point. Mm-hmm. And so they're all very concerned about this right now because there's not a contingency plan for this, because there's never been this long of a time that Medicaid payments have been held and basically deferred. And so they're able to put claims in, but no checks are coming in now.
Dual Israeli citizen Chuckie Schumer.
There you go. And so I told you guys at the beginning of the week, I said, I don't know if they're doing this for theater to try to basically cripple the economy, or they're trying to bring in a whole other segment as far as a monetary system. I do know one thing is that Jamaica, I did not know this. We talked about it yesterday. They got hit with one of the hardest hurricanes.
185 mile
in existence.
Yeah, class carrier.
Strangely out of nowhere. This hurricane comes in, and now I found out Jamaica had just signed on to the UN Sustainable Development Goal for 2030. 2 years ago, they signed on to it. The sustainable goal is they want to have all health care, zero hunger, gender equality. And I found out, when you pulled it up on here, they launched the Vision 2030, which is a UN-backed plan in Kingston, a fully digital smart city.
Oh, they got to get rid of the old city first.
That's right here. The island's torn apart, one of the biggest hurricanes in existence. Meteorologists called it unreal. The storm's precise, hitting Jamaica. They're shifting everything to AI infrastructure, biometric IDs, and centralized grids. Old Jamaica erased, new Jamaica connected.
Feels like coincidence and more like collaboration.
Remember what happened in Maui?
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, they started having these random fires on the island. All the houses are going to burn out. I mean, a lot of Jamaicans are gone.
Old Jamaica erased, new Jamaica connected, surveilled, and compliant. The timing isn't a coincidence. It's a blueprint. Is it really a natural disaster? Is it engineered reset to fast-track Vision 2030?
And so now they've got all this money that's going to be coming there to rebuild an entire infrastructure in Jamaica.
You know what's funny? Puerto Rico, you know, they defaulted on a $50 billion loan from the IMF, remember?
Yep.
And they wouldn't pay it. They said, you know what? Not Puerto Rico.
Yes, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. It was Puerto Rico.
And you remember what happened
They put that storm right on top of them.
Sat on them.
For days.
For days. Yeah. I mean, wrecked the island.
And I've talked to so many people that have come in now from Puerto Rico, and I said, you know that was a geoengineered storm that was set on top of you. And every single one of them says, yes, we know it was planned.
Oh, yeah. It didn't make sense even from a nature standpoint, because hurricanes don't park on islands like that for days.
The other day I was watching the storm come in. I think I told you this from off the ocean. Coming into Clearwater Beach, and it was a massive storm. I mean, it was one of those
Florida storms.
You know, I'm in a. It's the Marriott on Clearwater Beach, and it has a open air restaurant. I mean, it's open. There's no windows, and they've got screens they've got to bring down if it starts to rain. And what's crazy about it is this storm was coming in, and the furniture was blowing all over the place, flying into the pool. It's like a rooftop restaurant with a pool on top of the roof. Really pretty place, great view. And all of a sudden, the storm just stops. It doesn't do that. You know, we got that giant Doppler radar system in Tampa. It's all, by the way, those are all licensed via the military. And what happened is that thing just stopped and just dissipated. I never seen anything like that. Because, you know, when we were kids, even today, when we have a storm come across that lake that we're on,
you can watch
it move across the lake. It's coming right out of
here. It's pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, no, it was. And obviously, it was low clouds, black. I mean, it was, and just stopped. I thought, whoa, somebody just turned the Doppler systems on. And I've watched it happen too with other storms that come up to the East Coast, and they all of a sudden they just dissipate.
Yeah.
Because they turn all the Dopplers on. See, those Doppler radar systems are tremendous power. And then a lot of times they set off mini earthquakes at about the 10,000 meter level.
Tremendous energy.
Oh my God. Oh, by the way, here's the world's most infectious disease is growing in the U.S. This is crazy, this story. And the health officials are now launching mass vaccinations again.
Oh, here we go.
Measles.
Oh, gosh.
Are you kidding me? You're like, come on, Ted. Really? You just made a big deal about that? Well, they're making a big deal about it. So another American state is on a red alert after eight. Not 800,000. Eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight. Eight new cases of measles have emerged, potentially exposing millions to the new disease.
That was him counting in German, if you guys didn't pick that up. Some people may have missed that.
Zwei Leben Stutzenbrecken nie. The patients are located in Spartanburg County in South Carolina, and it brings the total number of cases in the state to a whopping 33.
Oh my gosh.
When we were kids, Austin, you know, this is crazy. We'd have measles go through the school. And they'd close the school for a couple of days. And the entire school would get measles. Then about 3 months later, the entire school would get chickenpox. Teachers loved it because they already had chickenpox and measles.
They're all measles.
They got to get the day off, you know. The South Carolina Department of Public Health reported that all eight new cases were linked to close contacts of known cases who had been quarantining at home. It is unclear if the patients were vaccinated and their ages have not been revealed. Well, why don't you say this? If you have measles, you never get them again. If you have chickenpox, you never get
immunity,
them again.
Baby.
Okay? So far, health officials reveal that it has administered 21 MMR vaccines to 18 adults and children. You know, I sit here and I watch this, and I just shake my head because they don't talk about the side effects associated with these vaccines.
No, I went into detail on yesterday's show.
All this is pure fear porn again. Trying to get people to go back to the pediatrician's office to get their children with their 72 vaccines again and get the pediatricians with their money and to dumb your children down with mercury and aluminum and adjuvants.
Watch the show I did yesterday. I go into detail here on the McCullough Foundation report that goes over 300 different research studies and the prevalence of autism, how it's gone up 32,000% since 1970, and what it's doing to the younger population, and why we have the most vaccinated population in the entire world as far as children, and we're becoming now the sickest country in the entire world. Did a whole segment on it yesterday. Do your research before you start letting people blindly inject you. I mean, you know, it's always kind of boggled my mind now how some people are so concerned about minuscule things, minute things. So they get all concerned and upset and stressed out. And then somebody comes in and goes, oh, we got a hypodermic needle with 7 different vaccines in this, you know, this basically needle. We're going to inject it into your 6-month-old baby. Oh, cool. It's exciting. Go ahead and do it. Really? Really? It's just that easy?
Yeah.
That easy? That's it? Okay, sure.
I just had a visual. You've got a vampire.
Oh, just a visual.
Everybody knows what vampires are. And this vampire is, you know, he's got the black cloak on. He's got fangs. He's dripping blood out of his mouth. Hair's all slicked back. Has this crazy look in his eyes. And he walks out with a needle full of stuff.
Yeah.
And he looks at you and he goes, I'm going to inject this in your baby.
Yeah.
And you're going to go.
It's for your safety and protection.
And you're going, why are you dripping blood out of your mouth, dude? What the heck are you? Are you some kind of child of the night? Don't open those curtains. I can't take sunlight. And you're like, do I really want you to inject this into my child? Yes, you do. How about no? How about I'm not going to give you permission? Because remember, they always want you to give them permission.
Consent.
It's called lesser magic. Because they know on the other side of the veil, if they don't get consent from you, they've got hell to pay when they get to the other side because they didn't get your permission to do this to you. Vampire walks to your front door. Knocks on the door, and you go, what do you want? I want to come in and talk to you. I don't think so. How about I'm standing here with a 12-gauge shotgun, and it's loaded with, you know, pellets and holy water and silver and everything else, and I'm going to shoot you in the face. Oh, you don't want me to come in? No, I don't want you to come in. Go away, you stinking vampire. When people come to you and they want to do stuff to you that's unbelievably egregious, why don't you just say no? I'm just asking now, Austin. Why can't we just say no?
And at the very least, take a step back and say, you know what, I'm going to defer these for a while until I do some more research.
But don't open the stinking door. Don't let them inside. Yeah. And this is the problem. When you walk into that pediatric office, let me tell you a story. Years ago, it was Halloween. And I had a bone spur on my left shoulder.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
I'm going to tell you a story. And I had to have surgery done by one of the top surgeons over in Tampa, actually.
Yep.
And I thought, okay, I'm going to get this taken care of. And I walk in there. It's right with week of Halloween. I walk in there. They've got caskets inside with dead bodies in them. I mean, the little ones.
They've got skulls
sitting everywhere, and they've got witches hanging from the ceiling. This is a surgery room. You remember this?
I remember this.
The Tampa Bay Orthopedic Center. And I'm like over in Temple Terrace. And I walked into the room and they put me in this gown, so my butt's hanging out. I got no clothes on underneath it, right? And they got me hooked up with all these monitors and these stuff on my heart because
I remember that they had that big old, there was like a witch on a broom hanging from the ceiling over your head. It was weird. I was like, this is a bit ominous for a surgery room.
Yeah, I'm thinking to myself, do I really want to go under anesthesia with this stuff around
staring
me?
At this before I close my eyes?
Yeah, I'm thinking. So finally, Sharon's already in the parking lot. Now, Sharon was smart. She was sitting in the parking lot because it's going to be a 2-hour surgery, and she was waiting to see what was going to happen because she figured I wasn't going to do this. She told me that. And so finally, I'm looking there, and the surgeon hadn't come in yet. And finally, I said, you know what? I start pulling monitors off. And I said, bring me my clothes. And they said, what do you mean? I said, I'm leaving. And I said, if you guys are this Looney Tunes, that you're going to put this demonic stuff all over this place and put me in under anesthesia, how about I just say no? And they looked at me kind of funny. They said, you're kidding, right? I'm like, does it look like I'm kidding you? Bring me my clothes. And I picked up my cell phone. I still had it with me. I told Sharon, come back in here and get me. She goes, I figured I would be getting you back. And I said, no, I'm doing this. So then I had a friend of mine. He basically injected me with some umbilical non-aborted fetal stem cells.
Yeah. Right?
And completely cleared up the bone spur. Completely cleared it
without
up.
Without any surgery.
Okay. And I thought to myself, you know, what could have happened during that surgery? It could have gone bad. You know, and I thought to myself, am I going to be led by the Holy Spirit or not? When I walk into a room that's satanic like that, what the heck am I doing there, number one? And number two, why would I allow them to put me under anesthesia with all of these entities and demonic interfaces? We're going to talk about this tomorrow on the show. We're going to have a live show tomorrow, but I'm also going to pull the archives up and make a current show of the one that we did 5 years ago.
How are we going to do that? Explain to everybody on this.
We're going to be doing a live show live,
okay.
And we're going to put the other show up in the archives with Todd and with Mike. So we're going to give you two shows tomorrow.
So they're going to be able to find it up here?
Yes.
Okay.
They're going to be able to find it up here. In fact,
the Broder Show. Ukraine.com.
Well, the reason for it, I listened to part of this morning. It's really beyond belief intense. And I thought to myself, you know what we're going to do? We're going to play it. We haven't played this thing for 6 years. Last time we played it was 10/31/19.
Disclosure on this, everybody. This is a very graphic show. This is not a kid's podcast tomorrow when he plays
it. No, this is one of those. And I thought to myself, I want to play it. And it's why shouldn't you? Why you shouldn't participate in Halloween? Should Christians practice this pagan holiday? In fact, I'll have it posted today.
Okay.
How is it linked to the occult? What is the Wicker Man? You need to hear that one. And why do they wear masks? You'll know what that one means now too. This is an ancient druidic holiday, and where does the use of costumes originate? This show is a mind-boggling truth reveal on why you shouldn't have Halloween anywhere near your home. I'm going to have that show posted today. We'll call Todd up as soon as we get off the air and have him post it.
And Doc Marquis, he used to be a
witch.
Witch.
And he was an Illuminati.
Yeah.
He's passed away now.
But he got saved.
But he's going to, and the show, he's Doc kind of jumped around a little bit. But if you listen to it, what he couldn't do, what Doc was used to doing is just doing a show without any interchange between the host. And so when we'd ask him a question to throw him off a little bit, so finally we just kind of got quiet, let him talk and do his thing. And then the show got real smooth. But if you listen to this show tomorrow, today, I'm going to play it today because tomorrow's Halloween, right, Austin?
Yes.
Yeah, tomorrow's Halloween. So I want to get it out today. I'm going to have Todd post it today and the GS Radio Archives, and we'll have Mike Barrett post it today, too, because I want you guys to know that this is a holiday you don't need to practice. I already have Christmas decorations up in the house.
I know you do.
I do. That's how much I dislike Halloween. And I've been listening to Christmas music in the house at night now.
You listen to Christmas music all year.
Not all year, but a lot of the year. I like
maybe
Christmas
a month
music.
Or two.
Well, you know, I like Perry Como. And you go, I don't even know who that is. Doesn't matter. I like Dean Martin. Well, he always acted like he was drunk on TV. Yeah, he did, but he wasn't drunk. I also like Frank Sinatra. Now, he probably was drunk. You know, and so we had a lot of people out there that basically had really good songs. Bing Crosby, I like that too. And I like all those old songs. Now, a lot of you have no idea what I'm talking about, but it's just, you know, it's what I do. I like old music. I even like some of the Eagles stuff. I can't believe you're promoting the Eagles. Don't start on me. Leave me alone. But the reality is, if we all stay together, you know, and we realize that we can do things every once in a while in moderation. And I don't listen to satanic songs. I don't do those. But I like some of this old stuff. I like Kenny Rogers, the Gambler.
There's some good stuff there. Yeah, anyways, I had somebody email me yesterday. I'm going to cover this because I know a lot of people. I brought this article up, and he was asking me about what to do. Because he drinks soda, a lot of soda. He's off of it now.
Mm-hmm.
He's a listener. He's doing a lot better, a lot healthier. And I brought this article up. I told you guys, drinking more than one can of soda a day is linked to liver disease. They're showing now that basically soda on a regular basis is worse for you than alcohol in moderation. They're saying that the soda is so toxic with the high fructose corn syrup and the artificial flavorings and the artificial sweeteners in there that it causes so much liver damage because most people, when they drink it on a regular basis, long term. And most kids are starting on this stuff at 2 or 3 years old. I went into detail in this article. So I'll post it again on the site so you guys can find it. It was a study of nearly 124,000 people drinking just one daily serving of soda increased the liver disease risk by almost 50%.
Send that to me, please, right now. I need to send that to a friend of mine.
Yes. It said they found that drinking more than 250 grams of either sugar-sweetened or lower artificially sweetened soda was associated with a 50% and 60% higher risk of MASLD, which I go into detail, and that's essentially the liver disease with metabolic dysfunction. One of the fastest, easiest things you can do to do that, because this is what he's asking me. He's like, I was on soda for years. He's got non-alcoholic fatty liver syndrome. He's already been diagnosed with it. He said, what can I do? And I said, the number one thing you've got to do is, A, you got to cut the sodas out today. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, today. Get them out of your diet, start drinking purified water, and get on the GHI cleanse immediately. The thing about this product is it massively reduces inflammation. Give me camera 4. And what it does is it goes into detail, and I showed you at the beginning of the article, at reducing the inflammation in the liver so the liver can function properly and start supporting the body and cleaning the body out. Because when the liver gets all fat and it gets all swollen, it gets all inflamed, it cannot properly process the toxins out of your body. You start getting more and more inflamed. You start having more and more health problems. This is the main reason why I tell everybody you got to get the inflammation under control. So you're on sodas, you're off of them, you want to get healthier, you want to get that liver, jump on this product, stay on it. I recommend starting off with 2 scoops twice a day. That's the minimum dose I recommend, at least for the first can, to really cut that inflammation cascade down on here. So be sure to check that out, but I want to cover that. And also news, this is interesting now. Let me see if I pull here. There it is. The Pentagon now is ordering all states' National Guard to form QRFs for crowd control. Now, QRFs are quick reaction forces. Basically, they can be deployed very quickly. And
this is ominous.
This is very ominous, okay? So essentially, the Pentagon's detailed to train over 20,000 National Guards across the U.S. to carry out Trump's order on subduing civil unrest at a moment's notice. That's what they use for quick reaction forces. And so essentially, they're going to train all of them in how to handle riot control. Now, the thing about this is all National Guard members are already trained in riot control. That is a standard operating procedure that they're trained in. Now, the odd part about this is putting together a quick reaction force means they can deploy them very, very quickly at a moment's notice. And that's why they said each state is required to turn 500 National Guard members into a QRF. As authorities, Donald Trump said the executive order to deploy the Guard to fight crime in essentially any state. Now, here's the problem, and I understand a lot of this right now with what's happening in Chicago, or Chirac, as they call it, in D.C., and they want to get this crime under control. I get that. Here's the problem that this is doing. Trump's not going to be in power forever. This is setting up a very, very strong precedent for future administrations to be able to weaponize, essentially, Gestapo-style National Guards at any point in time. Somebody wants to peacefully protest, somebody wants to show their, you know, something's going on, we don't agree with it, we're not accepting this, we're issuing a QRF now. National Guard QRFs be deployed immediately. Tasers, batons, riot control, pepper balls, all the whole nine yards. We're deploying them immediately. We're going to quell this civil disturbance. That's the problem that is setting a precedent for now.
This is Hitler's brown shirts.
Essentially.
No.
This is the start of it.
This is separate military voted to Trump.
Pretty much is what they're using.
This is the brown shirts. I mean, and you think, well, you can't believe you're doing a Nazi Germany, you know, reenactment on this. Well, I'm just telling you what's going on. I mean, we don't need a quick deployment group of people to why? Okay, first of all, why are we doing this? I mean, we don't have rioting in the streets.
No,
right now.
If we were having millions,
what do they know that
people,
we don't know?
That's exactly what I was about to say.
They always plan this stuff in
advance. Correct.
What are they going to do that's going to precipitate the need for this?
Why would you have millions of people rioting? I mean, Chicago's already got an enormous crime, but there's not 4 or 5 million people rioting.
The reason we have the Second Amendment from our forefathers is in case the government decides to do something to us that we don't want, so we can shoot them in the face.
That's exactly right. As dark as that is, that's what.
No, that's not for hunting. No, it's not for hunting. This is about tyranny. Read the Constitution. Go read through what these guys were thinking. England had done this
already
to the United States.
They had the redcoats. That's what they did.
They would quarter themselves in your home without even asking. I mean, in other words, they'd go move in with you.
There's one. It's loosely based. It's got a lot of factual stuff in it, but of course they add some of the theatrics to it. It's a show called I think Turn. It's basically Washington spies, and it goes into detail about the Revolutionary War and the precipitating and all the way through it. And they have this scene, and these redcoats come in. This guy, he's got his wife there, and they come in. There's like 15 troops. They said, "This guy, you got a lot of beds here. We're bunking here. You're quartering all of us." And they were forcing the women to do all their laundry and feed them all day. And all the women were doing was cooking and cleaning. And these guys were complete slobs, completely trashed the house out. And one of the guys goes, "Dude, you guys got to calm down." And they were all drunk. They beat the crap out of him. The redcoats did. And they threw him in the stockade. Because you can't touch us. You can't punch a redcoat. You can't do that. You're going to stockade, and we're bringing more troops in, and your wife's going to keep doing all of our food and do all our laundry. We'll do whatever we want here. That's why they had that in the Constitution,
well,
the Bill of Rights.
Plus, remember, you know, when you start taking the rights of the citizens away, you have to be able to enforce it with force.
That's exactly right.
And you've got to be able to take them, you know, because we have a right for peaceful protest. Should I believe we should be burning down cities like we did? No. But I mean, you have a right to assemble. That's in the Constitution, too. You have a right to peacefully assemble. And if you don't have that right, then how are you? It's like in Germany right now, Austin. They don't have. They're so scared of the AfD over there because the people in Germany are sick of it.
Yeah,
they're sick of what's happened to them. They're sick of getting their re-education stuff every single year. They're like, "We aren't Nazis. This has been 70 years ago. Why are you subjecting our children to this indoctrination about how bad Germans are?" So the point is, I told you last year, a year and a half ago, when I was over in Europe, I watched the German officer, the German police, walking around with an attack dog.
Yeah.
And some lady put her stupid cigarette butt out on the ground. And the dog alerted on her and went for her throat. Literally missed her by 6 inches. And I'm watching. I'm like 5 feet away thinking to myself, if I had a gun right now, I'd shoot this dog.
Yeah.
And the guy yanks the dog on dog back. The woman's like scared out of her mind. And then they start chewing her out because she didn't put her cigarette butt in the ashtray.
It's a bit excessive.
So you're going to have a dog rip your jugular vein out. The dog was not muzzled. I mean, it went full blast at her throat. They yanked it off of her. And I thought to myself, this is not okay.
No.
And the German people are sick of it now because they don't want to do it. Germany is still an occupied state. We have American military bases there.
Everybody's not. And I'm just going to put this out there. Everybody's nauseated with having the Holocaust shoved in their face every single day on every topic about everything. All the Holocaust has turned into now is this giant topic of World War II.
No. Here's what World War II is now. Listen to me. Go and get mad. You go get mad and send me a letter on this one. That World War II has become a footnote to the Holocaust.
That's exactly right.
In other words, it's not about the World War II anymore. It's not about all the stuff that happened that caused World War II. It's about the Holocaust. And so the Holocaust has been the whole thing now with World War II. That's why you can't read any articles about World War II and all the fighting, Battle of the Bulge, Patton, or anybody else without it starting with the Holocaust. And you're like, well, that's really not what precipitated this. What precipitated this was the fact that the Treaty of Versailles happened and Germany was basically signed on to the war debt and they didn't even start World War One and it bankrupted Germany and they had hyperinflation. And so Germany was set up to have World War Two. Oh, that's right, because of the Balfour Declaration. Why don't we talk about that now, too? Yeah. And so World War II was planned 20 years in advance, by the way. Just thought I'd mention that to you.
And everybody wants to not completely ignore the Bolshevik Revolution.
The 50 million dead.
Yeah. I mean, war is hell. Every time it happens, it's a nightmare. There's nothing good that really comes out about it. Except bankers make a lot of money, let's be real. But it's like you have to have that victim status in order to maintain the control of the population, because that way you can say, well, you can't say anything to me because I'm the victim. Well, I don't agree with you. Oh, you're anti-Semitic now because you don't agree with me. I'm the victim, remember? I'm always right because I'm the victim. And that mindset is perpetuated now in every single topic. And I'm nauseated with it in the churches because it's like I feel like a lot of the churches now aren't even trying to promote Christ. All they're trying to do is promote Israel. Israel hates us. They hate Christians. They follow the Talmud, the ones that actually follow that. They hate Christ. There's no question about this. And so when you start having this mindset now that is all over the place, and that's why so many young Christians are stepping away from all the churches now.
Well, you know, here's the problem you get. Religion has been used for thousands of years as a form of control for the mass.
It has. Let's be real.
Catholic Church did that. And so they finally realized with Martin Luther, you know, when his basically rebellion from the Roman Catholic Church, that, you know, it wasn't okay to do that. Then in 1525, we had a massive peasant revolt. You know, of people in Germany who had enough of the landlords, the lords, the nobility coming in and preventing them from even hunting on the lands. You see that in that one movie, Robin Hood.
Yeah.
One of the very first ones. They were trying to get a deer to eat.
Yeah.
You can't have a deer. It's our deer. Everything belongs to us. Yeah. And they came in and it was this massive rebellion. And, you know, Martin Luther was in approval of it as long as it was peaceful. And then they started going out and started killing people. And then the noblemen came in with their armies and defeated everybody. And what a mess. But that's where it all goes. When you have one group of people who thinks they're superior to every other group of people, they think they can do whatever they want, including going into Gaza and killing everybody indiscriminately. And they bombed it again yesterday with those bus missiles. And you think, what the heck? There's no ceasefire in Gaza. They have a goal. It's called Greater Israel, and they're planning on doing it. And as long as the United States is their watchdog, I remember years ago I was watching this one movie called Beethoven. You remember that movie?
The dog.
And this guy's this little bitty punk kid, right? And all these people are picking on him.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they all got scared. And he's like, actually, they're all bad. And he turns around. There's this giant Saint Bernard sitting behind him. They're all, you know. And he didn't know. So he's, look at me. Well, that's what the United States is. It's that giant pit bull instead of a, you know, Saint Bernard that's sitting behind Israel. Say, you mess with us. Yeah, watch what happens next.
They were bombing Qatar a couple weeks ago. They're just bombing everybody. We found another Hamas leader underneath a children's hospital. we leveled the whole hospital. We killed 5,000 children, but without the Hamas leader. And again, I'm exaggerating.
That was hyperbole, yeah.
Yeah, but no, but that's the mindset about it. And so, again, you know, really ask questions on what the agenda is behind stuff and how much you're going to support it with your money.
Oh, I got another story. Remember a couple of years ago, we were sitting in Las Vegas, and you brought this up, and you said, you know, Dad sat there in front of the Bellagio and said,
yeah,
they build this thing because people lose money here.
Yeah, well, they didn't build the Bellagio because the Bellagio loses money.
No, they those hotels. Now, the MGM boss now is admitting that Las Vegas hotels are an outrageous ripoff and says, shame on us. Here's why. I saw this morning. I thought it was Kick.
Some of them are
the top boss of the MGM Resorts has admitted Las Vegas become a ripoff, even declared shame on us as he derided his own hotels, exorbitant prices, and have driven tourists away.
Yep.
MGM president and CEO Bill Hornbuckle, I wonder if he likes free air, revealed during an earnings call Wednesday that his resorts have price corrected after being rocketed and destroyed by a summer of public scandal. The summer was met with heavy criticism after a guest in his four-star hotel revealed they were charged $26 for a small bottle of water.
Yeah.
A water. The Daily Mail reporter also revealed the company's flagship Bellagio Hotel, which we just mentioned, was charging guests an extra $25 just to eat room service off plates instead of paper plates.
Yep.
MGM's parking fees, restaurant cafe menus, and the hefty resort fees guests are charged at the top of their nightly roommate have also come under fire. Highlighting the infamous bottle of water and now a Starbucks coffee at a three-star Excalibur cost $12, and the CEO admitted the firm had not been considerate to the needs of the clientele. We have been and should have been more sensitive. You can't have a $29 room and a $12 coffee. He noted that the MGM had made changes to its prices and believes the company has demonstrated that we understand value and we understand Las Vegas. No, they understand the fact
sales
that their sales are way down and they're trying to get people to come back and not get ripped off. The same thing is true with that wretched Disney World. We used to go to Disney World and get a turkey leg. We'd go over there with the kids because everybody wanted a turkey leg. And we'd buy a turkey leg and have them share it because they couldn't eat the whole thing. It was $3. For a turkey leg.
Yeah.
The last time I was there was $15 or $12, something like that, for a turkey leg. Now, turkey legs haven't gone up that much in price, but people are getting sick of Disney. It's $1,000 a day per person sometimes to go over there.
Oh, it's nuts. I mean, it's funny because you bring that up, because like, I usually go to the SEMA Auto Show, so I've taken vehicles out there. So I got a bunch of companies I work with in marketing and stuff with vehicles back in the day. I still go out there. I'm not going this year. I went last year, and he's exactly right. It was obscene how expensive it was. I mean, they have a lock on everything as far as prices, and you can't – bottle of water is $10. Bottle of water is $10 out there. So I found a hack. What I would do is the first thing I'd do when I get off the plane, out of the Uber – stop me at a CVS or a Walgreens, and I'd buy 3 or 4 gallons of water from CVS for like $2 a gallon and basically take them to the room, because they'll do that. They have a lock on everything, and the prices are obscene. SEMA is going to have one of the lowest attendance they've ever had this year, they said, because a lot of people start going. It's so expensive to go out there and do anything, and it's really not that great. It's kind of a dumpy city, to be honest with you. They just have the largest auto show in the entire world that happens to be there. But, yeah, that's why I'm not going. I'm not going to support it with my money. If I don't agree with it, I don't like it, I'm not going to the auto show this year, I'm not going to pay exorbitant prices of $10 and $12 for a bottle of water. It's obscene. So you're exactly right. It's funny now. Now they're losing money, and now the tourism's down. Now they're addressing the fact, the reason why.
Well, everybody's starting to realize that, you know, with the government shut down and with the fact that, you know, we're having this massive inflation because of what happened with the COVID stimulus money.
That's what it started.
It's come back to roost on us now several years later, that we're in a situation where prices are up, revenue is down. And that's almost across the board.
Yeah.
And these car dealerships that were gouging people with $20,000 addendums because they could do it.
On pickup trucks.
And a Honda doggone Accord.
Accords. Yeah.
Okay. And the car should be selling for $20,000. They're selling it for $40,000.
Obscene, dude.
And I had a friend of mine who worked at one of the local dealerships. He retired after that. He made so much money.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I didn't want to come back to have all these people trade their cars back in. I don't deal with it.
A lot of the guys at good dealerships were making $200,000-$400,000 a year in sales, in car sales. And now a lot of them don't have a job anymore. And a lot of them are just trying to make ends meet, because exactly what's happened now. So many people are upside down in these vehicles. They're coming to trade them back in, and they go, oh, we'll give you $15,000 for this Accord that you paid $40,000 for, you know, 2 years ago. I can't roll that much negative equity in another vehicle. That's why I told you guys what was happening. I said, be very cautious about buying vehicles right now as far as getting really heavy in them, especially if you're financing a ton of money, or because the banks were financing 125% over book value. they were massively over and allowing people to make up for the addendums in it. And like you said, that's come home to roost now. And a lot of these dealerships are really fighting to try to make profits and to cover a lot of their overhead expenditures now because of that.
Well, the crazy part about it is when you start to realize how unbelievably greedy some of these organizations are. I mean, with Health Masters, we have sat here and eaten almost every one of the price increases from the revenue, the extra money they're charging now for the tariffs. And I told you guys when we started the tariffs, this isn't going to help anything. The government's still going to run massive deficits. We're still going to be running a trillion dollar debt 60 days.
Isn't it ironic? You know, we got all these tariffs. The price of everything are going up.
It was a tax on people again.
But now the government can't stay open. We got to shut the government down so we can't come to an agreement on it.
And when Elon Musk was going in there and showing all the government fraud, that lasted about 3 months. They pulled a plug on him.
Once
he said, we're going to go audit Fort Knox, you're done.
Well, as soon as he came, he really got the flack because when he came out with USAID.
Yep.
And he goes, what is this allocate this $85 billion to USAID? It's almost a tenth of $1 trillion. Where is this going? And he starts pulling all the line items up. There's transgender comic books to Peru for $5 million. I mean, some of this stuff was so obscene, it didn't even sound like it was real, and it was.
Well, my favorite thing was he emailed everybody in the federal government and asked them to say, what did you do last
Pulse
week?
Pulse test. Give me five things you've done. Nothing confidential or classified.
And most of them didn't even answer.
Refused.
Well, they don't have a job. They're on payroll, and they get caught in that. They're working from home, so they stay on payroll every month, and nobody ever does anything.
That's exactly what happened.
I remember one time I worked for a company called Quality Coffee Service in Tallahassee. I was in graduate school. And I remember I went into one of the state office buildings one time, and there was like 200 women in there doing their nails.
Just hanging out?
Well, they weren't on break. They were just doing their nails and you put on lipstick and put on makeup. And I'm like, well, they had nothing to do.
Yeah.
But they would sit there and just basically prune, you know, preen and primp in front of the doggone everybody just because they could show that they had no output.
Well, and the problem that happens with a lot of these government organizations.
I'm not picking on women. Guys do the same thing.
Yeah, no, it goes both ways. What happens is every year these agencies and organizations are trying to increase their budget. Mm-hmm. So they have to justify their expenditures. So they get another $5 billion expenditure, you know, budget extension. Well, we got to hire more people. We got to show we're doing something. Why in the world did we take ICE from $10 billion to $180 billion budget with this BBB bill? Almost quarter of $1 trillion now is
BBB,
ICE?
Beyond Belief Bad Bill.
Just what it was.
What a big, beautiful bill. No. Beyond Belief Bad.
It put us in more debt. It giantly funded the AI system. It gave ICE now this agency that is needed for border control and enforcing DHS. It gave them basically carte blanche immunity. They're now saying that ICE agents are completely immune. Completely immune. Even local law enforcement is not allowed to block or stop ICE from doing their job. Meaning, even if you have the sheriff in a county and ICE comes in, the sheriff can't even say anything to him. Can't stop him. Can't arrest him.
Oh, I told you I'd cover this. Harvard doctor reveals that common breakfast mistakes are wrecking your gut. He says never skip breakfast, number one.
Okay.
He said number two, don't eat sugary cereals and sugary fruits and stuff. Yeah. Don't eat a bunch of sugar for breakfast. He said it messes up the gut microbiome. He said you can't do it.
Fit food protein eggs?
He said eggs. And they're talking about high protein. You have to have, he says, his top three warnings were do not skip breakfast. Okay. You know, he said don't eat it on the go. Sit down and eat it. He says both habits can cause inflammation of the gut, lead to bloating, gas, and indigestion. Yep. He says skipping breakfast may trigger stress response to the brain, which is cortisol, which causes more activity in white blood cells or immune system, raising inflammation. Studies suggest while eating on the go may mean eating while stressed, which can also cause and affect negatively digestion. He says don't do it. Don't be eating sugary cereals. He says don't do it. He says eating shortly after waking up can also stabilize blood sugar by triggering the release of insulin, which controls blood sugar, which can minimize the risk of spikes or crashes later in the day if you eat protein. So, you know, he goes, add granola. He says, don't eat granola. He says, don't eat any of this stuff. It's so bad. Well, basically what this is, if you eat that type of diet with cereal, look at the label of cereal. It's like swine fattening feed.
That's exactly what it is. It's all carbs and sugar.
Because, you know, to you and to me, we're trying to stay healthy. These things that run the planet, these entities on the other side of the veil, they want you sick because their whole goal is greed, sickness, and disease because a weakened population is easy to control.
That's exactly right. If you're sick, you're tired, you have no energy, how are you going to say no to anything? So, my friends, Hope you guys enjoyed the show today. We got a wild show tomorrow. We'll get the Halloween thing posted up.
Halloween's getting powered. I did it a second ago.
Okay,
we're posting it right now with Todd, so you can go watch it and listen to it today's show and the Halloween show.
There's no visual on that show. It's an older show.
Yeah, no show.
So don't get freaked out if you're not seeing any visual on it.
Well, we probably need a visual on, but it would be a rough-looking visual.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, by the way, we love you guys. Thank you for your support of Health Masters. If it wasn't for you being here with us, we would be here.
No, we wouldn't.
And thank you for your prayers. And always remember, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life. For he is the author, the finisher, and the perfecter of our faith. And we do all things through him. I love you guys. Again, I really appreciate you too. And I thank you that you're my family.
Appreciate you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow as always.